Migrant Matters Radio. Focusing on the faces and stories of migrant workers, non-status people, refugees, and racialized working class immigrants who are often left out of mainstream media. Every fourth Friday of the month, from 6 to 7 p.m. on 93.3 FM in Guelph.
...of what's really happening in the so-called Hermit Kingdom. In the coming hour, we're going to try by speaking to people who have spent time there recently and know North Korea.
BBC News with Zoe Diamond. The United States has been consulting its allies in the region as North Koreans were in mass mourning for their leader Kim Jong-il. President Obama has spoken with the South Korean President Lee Myung-bak, and the administration has also been in touch with the Japanese government. Paul Adams has more.
News of Kim Jong-il's death came at a sensitive time. It's widely reported that the Obama administration was thinking of sending food aid to North Korea as a possible prelude to the resumption of negotiations over its nuclear program. Some kind of announcement had been expected this week, but all such moves will be on hold now as governments around the world look for signs of how power is being transferred in Pyongyang.
North Korea has called on its people to rally behind the son of the country's leader, Kim Jong-il, after the announcement of his death. State media named the son, Kim Jong-un, as the great successor. Lucy Williamson reports.
Emotion almost choking her voice, the anchor on North Korea's state television broke the news of her leader's death. Kim Jong-il, she said, had died of heart failure while travelling in the country on Saturday morning. Listening to the announcement, the reaction from his people, unrestrained grief. How could he leave us like this, one said. But life in North Korea appears to have got harder, not better, under Kim Jong-il, marked by famine, repression, and a new policy of military first that meant the army got the best of everything. Now it's the army who are seen as key to steering the country through this crucial succession. North Koreans have already been instructed to follow the guidance of Kim Jong-il's younger son, but he's a political newcomer, not yet 30 years old, and there are doubts over his ability to fill his father's shoes.
Syria has signed a deal to allow in Arab League monitors as part of a plan to try to end the violent suppression of anti-government protests. The Syrian Foreign Minister, Walid al-Mualim, said that the deal was signed after...
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to yet another edition of The Thrill Is Back. If you happen to be a first-timer, that means you're getting all the best of the blues, new and old, every Monday, 1 to 3. 2 straight hours of blues. I'm your humble narrator, Andy. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today. So we've got some great tunes coming up, including a local and international legend, the late Mel Brown, one of the giants of electric blues, who called Waterloo his home for the last about decade of his life. And from all reports, just a wonderful, beautiful man who was very, very involved in the community there. Hosted, I mean, this is a guy who was, you know, hanging out with Buddy Guy and Elmore James and all them, taught them how it's done. And he was humble enough to spend his last time in Waterloo hosting open blues nights and nurturing all the aspiring blues talent out there. So a real gem of a person and a real loss to the blues community. But he lives on, including this posthumously released album, Love, Lost and Found, that features a whole bunch of great tunes, and I think that we'll go with his take on the, of course, classic Hoochie Coochie Man, written by Willie Dixon, made famous by the great Muddy Waters. And also we've got a young gun out of Canada, Matt Anderson, the acoustic guitar virtuoso. Quite a guy. So we're going to kick it off with that, and I hope you'll stick with us. Here's Mel Brown. We'll be back after that. Hey, baby, look at you.
That gypsy woman told my mammy the night I was born, you got a boy child coming. Don't be a son of a gun, making young women jump and shout, and the world's gonna know what we're all about. Here I am, baby. I've got a black cat bone, a mojo too. What is a Johnny Cocker Ruby? I'm gonna mess with you. Let the girl lead me by my hand, and the world's gonna know I'm a who that man. Yeah, baby. Everybody knows I'm a everybody knows I'm here. Seventh hour,
The seven doctors said there was more than enough, and as you see, I've got $700, baby. Better not mess with me.
Johnny said, don't you drink that carefree wine, 'cause I know that you got rolling on your mind. If I could see you, I know that I gone blind. We got sweet lemons and kinds, and when I listen to their record, know I have to go. We can watch the river flow. I would miss you, girl, let's take it slow. I wanna watch our lemons grow.
Okay, so welcome back, guys. Hope you enjoyed set one of the show, featuring some exciting new stuff. We heard new tunes from Mel Brown and Matt Anderson. Matt Anderson, good old East Coast boy, and Mel Brown, an American expat who came to live here in Canada. And those last two tunes there, you may have noticed they had a very, very different sound to them. But they were both by the Crooked Brothers, one off of their incredible album, Deathbed Pillow Talk, and the follow-up, 17 Horses, we heard there, off their new album, Lawrence, Where's Your Knife, it's called, and it's just fantastic. If you ever get a chance to check those guys out, it's well worth your time. So we can see they, and while I tried to use those two songs sort of illustrate their diversity of tunes, certainly no two from their catalog could cover the gamut of their full spectrum of musical interest. They're a great, great band, and they really mix it up well. So, the Crooked Brothers, worth your time. So we've got a little area we keep here where we put CDs of bands that are coming to town in the next little while. And a CD is in there right now that is one of my favorites from music coming up from around here. And a band that you can, to your own detriment, forget is coming to Guelph all the time. First Friday of every month, we get Run with the Kittens. One of the most intense live performances you could ever hope to see. The showmanship is 100%. The musicianship is probably a little more than that. It's really incredible. You get Champagne James Robertson, who once was on the show for an interview. Wonderful guy, and one of the best guitar players in Canada, I'd imagine. He also plays with New Country Rehab, if you've ever checked those guys out, so he's worth seeing. And Nate Mills, the just leave nothing in the tank at the end of the night lead singer, just really goes for it. So we're going to throw a song on by them. As is the case with most of their songs, I'll have to try and do an on-the-fly radio edit because there's a little bit of blue language in this one. But this is a blues show, and this is one of the ones that most conforms to the traditional blues format. It's a, sort of a pseudo 12-bar little number, but it brings that unique, kind of funny, kind of tragic Run with the Kittens vibe to it. They can be very, very funny guys, and they can be very serious guys. This is off their album Bangers and Mash, which is my personal RWTK favorite. And we're going to follow that up with a few blues classics for you. So we have both the cutting edge and the roots, as always. So this is Fork and Knife, Run with the Kittens. My apologies in advance if I'm not adept enough at my on-the-fly editing, but I'm going to do what I can. This is Run with the Kittens.
another day gone by, darling. What am I going to do? Another day gone by, darling. What am I going to do? Just sit home night after night, crying my heart out for you.